Hey friends, did you know that Azure Automation runs over 1.3 million jobs a day? Now, whether that's configuration management or update management, operations management, you can use Azure Automation to simplify your life. I'm here today with Jenny Hunter to learn all about it on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Jenny Hunter. We're going to talk about Azure Automation. It's been out for a couple of years, and there's a lot of new features. Always be updating things in Azure Automation.
Yes, definitely. And we have a lot of cool new things to show today. So I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having
cool.
me, Scott.
And you brought me some demos, and I love demos.
Yes, I brought all demos. So I wanted to kind of start off showing the Azure Automation dashboard. Mm-hmm. This is your hub for just kind of automating, orchestrating, and managing your hybrid environment. Mm-hmm. So to start off, you can see some of the jobs that you've run in your environment. Mm-hmm. So you see this little donut that shows you that some jobs may have failed, been suspended, or completed, and kind of gives you that rough percentage.
Mm-hmm. And is the word job and runbook a different, are those the same thing, or are they different things?
So they're different things. A runbook is your script that you're running, and a job is an instance of it. So you trigger a job, which is one set of that runbook that was set off at a particular time with particular parameters.
Okay, so then 97 jobs have ran in the last 7 days of varying levels of success, mm-hmm. but that doesn't tell me how many runbooks that those pulled from.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense.
And you can always delve more into the job section of the resource menu in order to see more.
Okay.
So overall today, I'm going to give a brief overview of Azure Automation. So looking here, we're split into three core areas, which are configuration management, and this is how do you control the desired state of your environment? How do you get to where you need to be, and how do you know what you have currently? Mm-hmm. So for that, we have things like inventory, change tracking, and desired state configuration.
Now you're saying desired state configuration, which is kind of declarative, like I want it to be like this, figure it out. And then scripting, which is more procedural, and Azure Automation doesn't care. You can do both?
Yep. Yeah, we're just have the goal of becoming that central hub for automation and orchestration. And again, how do you get your environment into the state it needs to be in?
Mm-hmm. And before we get too far ahead, I own this already, right? Like it comes with Azure. I don't have to pay anything else for it or turn anything on or say opt in to automation?
So you do have to create an Azure Automation account.
Okay.
And then with an Azure Automation account, you get 500 free minutes each month to just run different scripts. And then for change tracking, inventory, DSC, and update, which is another section that we own, you actually get it included in your VM as part of being in Azure. So you can use all these capabilities in Azure for no additional cost.
So I like learning about stuff like this. I just think that there's so many things that we're doing in Azure, we devs, people like myself, that are doing in Azure that are really basic. And we don't realize that like, this is a thing. You have this now. You could be using Azure Automation. I hope the people who are watching right now are like, what? I have this? I can turn this on today.
Yeah, and what's cool, we get a lot of publicity around update management because there's really nothing like this quite in Azure yet. And so we're really filling this new niche where you can deploy, both assess and deploy patches across your hybrid environment from a single pane of glass.
Nice. Very cool.
And then what I'm going to be focusing on mostly today is this process automation side. So how do you orchestrate across your environment and kind of bring everything under management?
Okay.
And so to start off, since we mentioned it a moment ago, I'll just show you fast the job status. So this is where you can go to kind of see what jobs are running, where were they run, what runbook was run. You can filter it down if you want to see specific runbooks. Today, I'm going to go, though, into runbooks and show you one of our cool new capabilities. So. And it is Python.
Ooh.
So this is currently in public preview.
Okay.
So anyone watching this can try it out today.
All right.
This is Python 2 and allows you to run against Windows or Linux. So if I just go ahead and start this, I can say, oh, I want to run it in Azure. So that's where we spin up a sandbox on our backend and you don't have to worry about any setup.
Okay.
And it would run against a Windows container. Or I can select Hybrid Worker. And this kind of highlights one of our other new capabilities, which is the ability to assign an agent to your machine.
Okay.
And we had this previously available for Windows, where you could run scripts against your local Windows machines.
Okay.
But we've expanded this to Linux now. So here you could see I have a Linux hybrid worker that I had named HRRHEL. So that's a Red Hat Enterprise Linux machine.
Okay.
And I could input parameters. This is different from PowerShell in that PowerShell is strongly typed, so you know exactly what parameters you're putting where.
Right, right.
Whereas Python, you get a list of arguments. So I could type, like, hello, Scott. And then I could put, like, 1, 2, 3 here.
I see, positionally, right?
Yep, and it gives the positional parameters, and I could go ahead and kick that off. So, well,
and that's running, to be clear, out. That's running in the context of my VM or outside the context?
It is running in my VM. So my VM sees this as just being a local script.
And that's the hybrid worker?
Yep.
And do I have to have Python installed? What if I don't have my machine set up in a great place where it can do the things that I want
to
do?
So for Linux, Python is generally comes with the box.
Okay.
But for instance, if I wanted to run this against a Windows machine, I'd first have to make sure that the Windows machine had Python installed.
Okay.
So I could go ahead. So I see the job status is completed already. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go ahead and just kind of show you what we're running. Mm-hmm. So this is a Python script. And I could see that it gets me the number of arguments, prints out my arguments, shows me my Python version, some data about my machine. And then it's going to do a really simple HTTPS GET request, just kind of show me the response to that.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back and look at my output. And here you could see I had three arguments, which were, this is the first one is the location of the file. Mm-hmm. So that's where it ran on my machine. And then here's the hello Scott I typed in the 1, 2, 3. I could see that this is, in fact, a Red Hat machine that I ran against in Linux,
right,
and that my HTTPS GET request was good.
So you can really automate anything at all, because the people out there who are doing any kind of DevOps work are living in Python pretty much all the time. So now they can go and automate those things and run them within the context of either their Windows or their Linux virtual machines without any hassle at all.
Yep, no hassle.
Nice.
So we have this, and we also have, just kind of blurb while it's out there, PowerShell is now for both Windows and Linux.
Yeah, actually, if you delete Python from your search box there, when you were showing me this list, the first thing I noticed was, I was like, wait a second, that's a Python icon. Hang on, that's a PowerShell icon. And then, what's this one?
So this is a graphical PowerShell. So this allows you to kind of visualize PowerShell and what's going on there. So I could just click onto this, or probably went the other one, but basically what it allows me to do is kind of see the connections between the scripts.
Oh, nice. So right, each of it's a pipeline.
Yep. So each of these boxes represents a commandlet. So you still have to know PowerShell. It's still technical, but sometimes PowerShell just is easier to work through if you can visualize how everything's connecting. And this kind of helps a lot of people who aren't standard programmers but are trying to get in, and they just think differently than standard developers do.
I noticed that you have a gallery, too, of runbooks, so you can get started from there as well.
Yeah, so that's a great way to get started. You could either access it from this runbooks gallery down here in the menu or click Browse Gallery. And so we have integration with both Script Center and the PowerShell gallery. So you could just go ahead and click on any script you want, and it'll just be right there. For instance, if I wanted to search the PowerShell gallery, I can change the source and then, for instance, type like hello world.
Oh, that's cool. I just saw Jeffrey Snover go by there a second ago. It was hello world. You screen, look, save a screen as a JPEG, like all kinds of things. Really, you have full control.
And all you need to do is press this import button and it goes straight into your automation account.
Do I have to worry about security at all? Like any random user, any contributor to my account can do this? Or do I have to have a special permissions to be able to do this?
So you can give people only read access so that they wouldn't be able to add new runbooks. Mm-hmm. But if they have contributor access or higher, then they can add new runbooks. They can run the runbooks.
All right, cool. And I can schedule these runbooks as well?
Yes, you can. So one of the cool things about Azure Automation that really kind of brought us out from standard PowerShell running locally is that you can have all of your assets in one safe, secure place. Mm. So we have these shared resources here, which you could see we have schedules, we have modules, credentials, connections, variables that you can use across our different services and across your runbooks. So for instance, you have a single variable that you use across a series of automation scripts, then you can just change it in one place and it would change across all your scripts. And that's for also the ones running locally.
I seem to remember you saying something before we started the video here that I can even use automation to fix things that I've messed up. Like people write automation runbooks in order to basically get themselves out of bad situations.
Yes, definitely. So That's one thing that's great about automation overall, but we actually have a new capability that makes it even easier, mm-hmm. which is run command. So this is a Azure VM that I'm sitting in right now.
Okay, so you're not inside of Azure Automation.
So I'm not inside Azure Automation.
VM. Okay.
And if you go down to the operations section of the resource menu, you'll see run command. And so this actually connects at a deeper level into the VM agent. Mm-hmm. So if you mess up your network rules, if your firewall is messed up, you can go ahead and fix it through run command. And this requires no additional setup. So if you go there today, don't even have an automation account, you could go to run command and run a PowerShell script.
Interesting. So maybe I've even turned off remote desktop or made it so I can't SSH in. I can still get access to things because Azure Automation can go around my mistake.
Yeah, and so for Windows machines, you have straight access to PowerShell, so you could go ahead and just type in simple PowerShell commands. So not only is this great for trying to get through troubleshooting or if something's messed up, mm-hmm. but even just getting like a quick snapshot of what state is your environment in? Mm. What does it look like? You don't have to go and remote desktop into the machine just to run a simple command. So here I'm running get service. And so this allows me to see the services that are running in my environment. So I can see some things are running, some things are stopped. And I can get that list without ever having to log into the machine.
And that's interesting. Some of those I might look at and say, oh, shoot, this is not supposed to be stopped. Here you are checking to see if something is wrong. But what if I got an alert that something was wrong? And I really just didn't want to have to be the one that gets the pager call. And then I got to log in. I just want to get the alert and then have Azure fix the thing for me.
Yeah, definitely. And so for that, we could actually integrate straight with Azure Alerts. Mm. So like Run Command, we've done a lot of work recently to really become core and native to Azure.
Okay.
And to be integrated in places that you wouldn't just assume from the standard Azure Automation account.
Okay.
So here I have open Azure Monitor, where you set up your alerts. And to make things a little simpler, I've already started developing an alert. So here, we have multiple integration points. One of them is to being able to trigger based off of either runbook or account status. So let's say that someone created a new runbook in my account or that one of my critical runbooks has failed. Mm-hmm. So I can alert on different criteria for that.
Okay.
But another cool thing is to be able to do action run groups. And so this allows me to actually trigger a runbook in response to an event. Uh-huh. And so from here, you can see that I've added my resource group and I'm creating my action group. Mm-hmm. And so I've selected a runbook, so a generic Python runbook in this case. But if I want to, I could use any of my custom user runbooks, or I can select a built-in runbook. So these are available to anyone just straight out of the box. And so you can choose any number of actions for your VM to just in response to a trigger from an alert.
And all of this can be part of a group of actions. So I could say, this thing happened, restart the VM, text everybody, send an email, and turn on the lights.
Exactly.
Very cool. And this is available, like you said, now. The Python support is in preview?
Yeah, Python support is public preview.
All right. I didn't even know this. I have Azure Automation in my life. I'm going to go and start to automate all the things. I'm learning all about Azure Automation today on Azure Friday.